Good morning. How are you guys? So I brought something today. When I was in school, I remember one of my most favorite things was hat day, when we used to be able to wear hats to school. And everybody wore a different hat. And hats are something that you see people wear that sometimes we can tell what they do by wearing their hat. So I brought some hats for you today. So see if you could tell me what these hats are used for. So here's the first hat. Do you know what this hat's for? This hat is what you wear when you want to shelter yourself from the sun. So it gives you shade. Yeah, like that, sun hat. Okay, so let's see what else we got here. We have a hat like this. Now, who wears a hat like this? A baseball player to keep the sun out of his eyes? Bless you. So hats, sometimes we see firefighters wear hats, and we see policemen wear hats. Okay, here's one more hat. How about this? This is a hat that you wear when you go out hunting so that other hunters can see you. So it's a bright hat. How about that one? So I have one more hat. So who would wear this kind of a hat? Do you know? She says, I want to wear it though. This would be for a king to wear. Let's see if she can put that on her head. So today's story was about a kind of a king, but he didn't wear a hat like that. He didn't wear a hat. He didn't have a kingdom, and he didn't have a palace. He didn't have a crown to wear. It was Jesus. He eventually wore a crown, but it was a crown of thorns because he went to the cross for us. He didn't live in a castle. He didn't have beautiful robes. I guess I'm boring her. I needed better hats. I should have gotten Patrick's helmet, I think. That was another hat I thought about. Anyway, so Jesus did finally wear a crown, but as we know, it was a crown of thorns. And one person on the side of him at the cross recognized who he was, and one didn't. And just like that today, some recognize that he was a king, not of this world, but of the next world. And the rest of us who do recognize that the word around the world is spoken. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. So let's say a prayer. Dear Jesus, today we crown you King and make you Lord of our life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, kids.